Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopijana Vallabha Giridhar Hari. Gopijana Vallabha Giridhar Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopijana Vallabha Giridhar Hari. Gopijana Vallabha Giridhar Hari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopijana Vallabha Giridhar Hari. Gopijana Vallabha Giridhar Hari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Satya Sisi Mam A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindi Kijay Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Kijay Prem Sikahosa Krishna Chaitana Prabhanitananda Shyadvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivindi Kijay Shri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govidhan Kijay Vrindavan Dham Kijay Nabadweep Dham Kijay Mathura Dham Kijay Bhakti Devi Kijay Tulasi Devi Kijay Yamuna Mayi Kijay Ganga Mayi Kijay Samaveta Bhaktivindi Kijay All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods, Text 7. Gachcha
Devi
Vrajam
Bhadre
Gopa Gobihi Alankritam
Rohini
Vasudevasya
Haya
Haste
Nandagokule
Anyacha Kamsa Sambigna Vivareshu Vasanti
Hi
Gachcha Devi Vrajam Bhadre Gopa Gobir Alankritam
Rohini
Vasudevasya
Varyaste
Nandagokule
Anyascha
Kamsa Sambigna
Vivareshu
Vasantihi Gachcha Devi Vrajam
Bhadre
Gopa Gobir Alankritam
Rohini Vasudevasya
Varyaste Nandagokule
Anyascha
Kamsa
Sambigna
Vivareshu Vasantihi
Gachcha Devi
Vrajam
Bhadre
Gopa Gobir Alankritam
Rohini
Vasudevasya
Varyaste
Nandagokule
Anyascha
Kamsa
Sambigna
Vivareshu Vasantihi
Ladies. Word meanings. Gachcha.
Gachcha.
Now go.
Now go.
Devi.
Devi.
O you who are worshipable.
For the whole world.
Vrajam.
To the land of Vrajam.
Padre.
O you who are auspicious.
For all living entities.
Gopa Gobi.
With cowherds and cows.
Alankritam,
decorated.
Rohini,
by the name Rohini.
Vasudevasya,
of Vasudev, Krishna's father.
Bharya,
one of the wives.
Aste,
is living.
Nandagokule,
in the estate of Nanda Maharaj.
Known as Gokula,
where hundreds and thousands of cows are maintained.
Anyacha,
and other wives.
Kamsa
Sambigna,
being afraid of Kamsa.
Vivareshu,
in secluded places.
Vasanti,
are living,
he
indeed.
Translation,
the Lord ordered Yogamaya,
O my potency,
who are worshipable for the entire world and whose nature is to bestow good fortune upon all living entities.
Go to Vraja, where there live many cowherd men and their wives,
in that very beautiful land where many cows reside.
Rohini, the wife of Vasudev,
is living at the home of Nanda Maharaj.
Other wives of Vasudev
are also living there incognito
because of fear of Kamsa.
Please go there.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Nanda Gokula, the residence of King Nanda, was itself very beautiful,
and when Yogamaya was ordered to go there and encourage the devotees with fearlessness,
it became even more beautiful and safe
because Yogamaya had the ability to create such an atmosphere.
The Lord ordered her to go to Nanda Gokula.
We read this actually. We read both these texts, both the verses and the purports, and I think. That's sufficient. We don't need to read it again. Just a few days ago we read it. So, the Gokula, Vrindavan, Nanda Gokula, is a portion of
the spiritual world, Krishna Loka, when the Lord comes to this material world as Krishna, he brings his abode with him, and it is a replica. The something similar to an embassy. An embassy is a small portion of a particular country that is established in a foreign land, so that people in that foreign place can go there and take shelter of that embassy. Sometimes a criminal may even, or someone who's being pursued by a foreign country for some legal concern, if he goes into that embassy, he's considered to be now in his home country, so he cannot be pursued. It's quite appropriate because the replica or Gokula is non-different than Goloka. And the Lord brings his Dham to this world. And anyone can go there, because actually that's our real home. Our home is Goloka Vrindavan. Somehow or other, due to a big mistake, we left our original home and we've come to the material world because, as stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Bahir Mukahana Bhogavanchakari Nikatasta Mayatari Japatiyatari. When the living entity turns his face away from Krishna, then he's slapped down into the material world. That's how we got here. Generally, people like to know how they got here. We may not be able to give the specific date because we've been in the material world since time immemorial, and so it's difficult to trace out the exact date of our fall. But fallen we have, and therefore we want to go back to home, back to God. Home is the place where you live, not a place where you just visit. Home is our original place, so we're supposed to go back to home, back to Godhead. And the Lord is so kind that he brings his abode, and even though he departed, Krishna stayed on this planet for 125 years. And when he departed, he took many of his associates along with him. And he goes to another universe in the material world. This is his Nitya Lila. His pastimes are always going on somewhere in the material world. And when he comes into this universe, this is this Brahmanda is the smallest universe, because our Brahma, Chaturmukha Brahma, he only has four heads. Other Brahmandas, the Brahma has more heads, 8 heads, 16 heads, 1,000 heads, hundreds of millions of heads. And so, as the heads are greater, also the universal size of that universe is greater, requires more management skills. So there's nothing wrong also with our putting our heads together, many heads, we should be able to manage very nicely the Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada said that your love for me will be demonstrated by how you cooperate together to keep this movement together after my departure. So many heads, collegial management, Brahma has many heads, but they act as one. So, Krishna goes to different universes like a traveling roadshow, and he displays his pastimes of appearance, his pastimes of, especially his childhood pastimes, and his pastimes with the cowherd damsels of Braja. He even brings his abode of Dvaraka and Mathura along with him. He manifests all three abodes. Those three abodes are also there in Krishna Loka, along with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who also has his place there. So those who are devotees of Lord Chaitanya and Radha Krishna, they can... or Krishna in Dvaraka, Krishna in Mathura, they can participate in the different pastimes of the Lord. So when he comes, he demonstrates, he performs his pastimes. And there's many reasons for his coming. Yada yada hi dharma siglani bhavati bharata abhyutana madharma cha tadatmanam shujamyam. He comes to reestablish the religion, principles of religion. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya traduskritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavam yuge yuge. He comes to annihilate the miscreants. Why? To annihilate miscreants? Because they create disturbances. And they're incorrigible. If they're incorrigible, then Krishna personally comes. If they're not so incorrigible, then they can be dealt with by the material energy, Maya. She has so many methods to encourage them to do the right thing. She does this mostly by punishment, Maya's slapping the living entities into shape. So this material world is also a place of reformation for the living entities who have strayed away. This is a place where they get reformed. And Krishna also comes because he is the supreme enjoyer and he likes to travel. He doesn't do things he doesn't like to do. So since he's traveling, he enjoys it. And he brings some of his associates from the spiritual world. Some of the eternal associates come with him. But not only eternal associates come, but it's a place where living entities who are not eternal associates, they can also go, a local place to associate with Krishna. And many living entities are scheduled to go there far in advance. For example, when Lord Ramachandra was present, many living entities became attracted to him, to his transcendental beauty, and they wanted to become his lovers. Some of these living entities were, for example, in Mithila, where Sita was from. So when Lord Ramachandra went there, they had the wedding. So many of the ladies, they fell hopelessly in love with Ramachandra. And in their hearts, they wanted to have him as their husband. But he had taken a vow, Eka Patni Vrata. They couldn't have him in this lifetime. But he gave them the blessing that when he appeared at the end of Dwapar Yuga, that was in Treta Yuga, Lord Ramachandra appeared about 2 million years ago, defying all evolutionary theories. But he said that when I appear at the end of the Dwapar Yuga, you can come. And not only the ladies of Mithila, but Ayodhya, and even some of the sages, and even Sita Devi's statues, her deities, when after she departed, or after she was banished, Lord Ramachandra continued to rule Ayodhya, and there are many sacrifices that are meant to be performed by the king and his wife, but because his wife was not present, he needed a wife to perform those particular sacrifices. So it was arranged that he would use a golden statue, golden deity of Sita, Yajna Sita. So he performed the sacrifice, and this, so many sacrifices went on that many, and each time a new golden deity was used. So all these golden deities, one day they told Ramachandra that they wanted to also be able to experience him as their husband, and he even denied them, "No, I've only taken one wife in this lifetime." But he gave them the same benediction that when I come at the end of Dwapar Yuga, you can be there and I will accept you as my wife. Not only that, but when, by the way, this information is given in Garga Samhita, that, and it's also given in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's, some of the information is given that other friends of the Goddess of Fortune, when she appeared at the churning, the milk ocean was churned, she appeared, many other ladies were also appeared, they fell in love with Lord Vishnu, and some of the aquatics fell in love with Shesha, some of the female, the daughters of the snakes, snake kings, they fell in love with Lord Shesha, and Lord Shesha, he gave them the benediction that when I come at the end of Dwapar Yuga as Balaram, you'll be able to enjoy me as your husband. And Krishna gave so many, and when he appeared as Vishnu, he gave so many benedictions. So demigods, wives of demigods got benedictions. So all over the universe, so many living entities were given the benediction that they could come and enjoy Krishna when he came to this planet. So there were thousands and millions of gopis, and they got the opportunity to dance with Krishna and to associate with him and Balaram. Some of them were Balaram's gopis. We also learn that when a living entity finishes up his material attachments and becomes fully attached to Krishna. And he's eligible to get out of the material world. He doesn't go immediately to Krishna Loka in the spiritual world, but he goes to the planet where Krishna is appearing. I may also point out that, because you may be wondering, what did the residents who are sent after their time in Ayodhya or Mithila was completed, the eternal associates, it says in the Krishna book that some of the queens, some of the gopis whose husbands and family members restricted them from going when Krishna was playing his flute, they were coming from the, they were not necessarily the eternal associates, but the gopis who were coming up from being conditioned, they got the chance to associate with the eternal associates, and thus they became more purified. So it's a training place also. Krishna comes and brings his eternal associates for training. So many pure devotees, or almost pure devotees, got the opportunity to further their advancement. This is the Krishna consciousness movement also, in a sense, because the temples that Prabhupada established and that are continuing to be established under his direction are little replicas of Goloka Vrindavan and Vaikuntha. Prabhupada confirmed that on many occasions. And so when people come there and live there, they get the chance to associate with Krishna and Radha and Lord Chaitanya and Balaram and many associates. And in this way, they are engaged in devotional service and they purify themselves so that they become qualified to go back to home, back to Godhead. So these temples are not just material. They're not in Alachua. They're not in United States, they're not on planet Earth, they're not in Chaturmukha Brahmanda. They are replicas of the spiritual world of Krishna Loka. Therefore, we're very fortunate to be able to visit here or live here. Especially they're wonderful to live in the Dham. The Dham is spread out. So if we can make our residence in the Dham and serve the Lord in the Dham, then we don't have to go to India. It's not required to go to India. I think one of our godbrothers, he talks about that, how he was forced to leave India. He had already gone to India. And he was staying in Vrindavan, but he was forced because of visa. He had to leave. And the devotees told him, that's all right, Prabhupada established New Vrindavan, so you can go there. That's the same thing. So New Raman Reti is also Vrindavan. So as long as we are in, fully engaged in devotional service, as we are directed by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, then our position is secure. And we're preparing ourselves with the same activities as they're doing in the spiritual world. I was fortunate today to visit for the first time the incomparable Radha's Kitchen here in New Raman Reti. Not impressed is not a sufficient word to express. It was overwhelming. What a wonderful Radha's Kitchen you have imported from the spiritual world. And so everyone who gets to cook in that kitchen for the Lord is very fortunate. We have all these opportunities to do the same things Radharani is cooking for Krishna. In fact, Mother Yashoda, she likes to engage Radharani in cooking for Krishna. Actually, it was expected that Srimati Radharani was meant for Krishna. That was known. And Yashoda Mai was also in on this. Many of the very advanced pure devotees, they were, shall we say, aware of the Lord's plan. So it was not completely by accident that Mother Yashoda asked Radharani to cook for Krishna. She was, of course, the best cook. But other things were going on as well. So, the same activities that are going on in Goloka Vrindavan are going on here in our Krishna consciousness movement. Making garlands for Krishna, chanting for Krishna's pleasure, cooking for Krishna, honoring his prasadam, keeping the temple clean, then sometimes going out and giving Krishna consciousness to others. One of our devotees who was in charge of the BBT during Prabhupada's presence, there was some discussion going on, and he put forward the idea that the Sankirtan distribution, distributing books, was in the same mood as the gopis. And so the question finally came up to Srila Prabhupada, and he confirmed, yes, this is correct. Correct understanding. Because the gopis are bringing souls to their beloved Krishna. So whether we're here at the temple serving directly, or serving the assistants, or the assistants of the assistants, Gopi Bharatur, Parakamale, or Dasa, Dasa, Anadasa, or whether we're going out and trying to bring back the wayward souls, it's the same thing. It's all absolute. Sometimes the question came up, which is better, deity worship or Sankirtan? And Prabhupada mildly rebuked the devotees. I thought you understood that everything is absolute in the service of the Lord. So there's no, it's not that one is better than the other. Whichever is most agreeable and suitable, or whichever we get ordered to perform by our spiritual master. And prepare ourselves for going back to the spiritual world. We need to prepare ourselves, because otherwise we won't be qualified. We won't even want to go back to the spiritual world. The spiritual world is so pure. Imagine if we hold on to material desires, then when it's time to get the opportunity to go, we'll say, well, are there any of these material activities going on there that I'm attached to? And the answer will be no. And so we'll say, well, maybe I'll go later because I still have these things. So we have to purify ourselves, get free from all the material activities, material desires, so that we will be ready if and when we get the opportunity to go. We want to be ready. So I'd like to stop there. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.